Isn't it better to part friends than enemies? Whatever your view, you'll have to give up the printing press and the papers. That's what we must talk about.
All right, I'll come. Will Nikolai with him?
He's arriving with me.
Get out of here. I've had enough of you.
Peter had been very busy that day with all sorts of errands, which no doubt were successes for him. Well, at 6 o'clock, he picked up Nikolai.
I know it's Krajinski's name day party, but you better tell me who'll be there.
Oh, all kinds of people. Even your friend Kirillov.
All members of different cells?
Don't rush things. There's not one cell been formed yet.
How did you manage to distribute so many manifestos, then?
There will only be 4 members of the local cell there tonight. Others on probation are eagerly watching one another and bringing their findings to me. They're a reliable bunch. It's all information we must sift through, and then we must move on. But you wrote the rules yourself. There's no need to explain this to you.
Are things not going well, then? Are there problems?
Problems? Things couldn't be going better. My methods are working. This'll make you laugh. The first thing, which is enormously effective, is giving them titles. Nothing works better than a title. I invent ranks and functions. I have secretaries, special informers, treasurers, presidents, registrars, their assistants. They love it. Then the next force is sentimentalism. You know, amongst our number, socialism spreads principally through sentimentalism. And the most important force of all, the glue that holds everything together, is their being ashamed of having an opinion of their own. That is a force. And who is responsible for this? Whose precious achievement is it that not one idea of their own remains with them?
Moi.
They think originality is a disgrace.
If it's so easy, then why do you work so hard?
Why? It's such easy pickings in this town. How can one resist taking advantage? Can you seriously refuse to believe in the possibility of success? Yes, you believe in the cause, but I have the will to do what is necessary. With people like this, we can win. I can make them go through fire. Some fools tell me off, saying, I've hoodwinked everyone over the Central Committee, the innumerable cells. You once blamed me for it yourself. But where is the deception? You and I are the Central Committee. And there will be as many cells as we like.
And always the same kind of lowlifes.
Raw material. Even they will be of use.
Are you still counting on me?
You are the chief. You are the leader. I shall answer to you, be your secretary. We shall set sail in a wooden boat. The oars made of maple, the sails of silk. And at the helm sits a fair maiden, Lizaveta Drozdov. Dum 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 dum. Damn it, how does that folk song go?
Your approach to cementing their loyalty is a good one, but there's something better. Persuade 4 members of the cell to finish off a 5th on the pretense that he's a traitor, and you'll tie them together in a knot with the blood they've spilled. They'll be your slaves forever. Perfect.
Peter Verovensky thought to himself, you've gone too far. You'll pay for those words. And this very evening, in fact.
This, or something like this, must have been Peter's thoughts as they approached my house.
Listen, Peter, you're not one of those secret police, are you?
Anyone who has a question like that doesn't ask it.
Of course. But we're alone.
No, so far. I'm not one of the higher police. Enough of this talk. We've arrived. Assume an appropriate expression, Nikolai. I always do when I'm making an entrance. A gloomy look. That's all. Nothing more is needed. It's quite simple.
The meeting itself was a comical farce. About 15 guests gathered under the pretense of my name day party. But Peter had only one purpose, and that was in relation to Shatov. My wife, Madame Virginsky, presided as hostess at an evening which had an informal atmosphere yet was full of expectation. There were no supper or cards. I remember there were only 3 ladies in the room, my wife, her eyebrowless sister, and my sister.